This is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com, and it's the 20th of August 2010 here in Japan, and today I'm talking to Ricardo Renteria, a recording artist in Denver, Colorado, specializing in rap and hip-hop, who is currently working on a CD which will include one track called False Flag 911, which includes a sample from the Corbett Report's very own False Flags Don't Fly video. Ricardo, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, James.
All right. Well, as this is our first time talking, and we haven't really corresponded very much before now, so I really don't know that much about you. Perhaps you could start by telling us a little bit about yourself and your musical background.
Yeah, sure. I was born in Mexico, and then I was brought over here into Denver. Well, actually, I grew up in La Salle, Colorado, and they brought me over here when I was 5 years old, and grew up out here. This is a pretty small town living, and then I graduated at went to college out here. I actually have a degree in illustration, and I'd been doing music. My brother really brought me into it at first. He hooked up with some local rappers here in town, and then I heard him doing his thing. So then he asked me, since I'm pretty knowledgeable about stuff and he didn't know too much about computers, that if I can help him on the engineering aspect, on the engineering side of that. So I got into it that way, and been doing that for last 10 years now. For the last 10 years, we've done maybe about 7 albums now, you know, but since the last maybe about 4 years, I've really trying to change my style and really trying to put something out that's more more thought-provoking, you know, more truth music, you know, something that can really help people out, open people's minds up.
Right, so you're sort of a one man band kind of thing. You do everything from production and writing and all of that?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, I do it all. I play just about every instrument out there, you know. Plus I got all the equipment. Took a loan out, you know, you gotta get started somewhere. So took a loan out, got all my equipment, and just started recording my beats, recording samplers, and you know, you name it, got it all. And didn't really go to school for that, so it took a little while to get the sound sounding right, you know what I mean, to get the engineering side of that going. But now I got that wrapped up, and, you know, just really trying to produce something and get some movement going and, you know, wake people up.
Right. Well, so who are some of your musical influences?
Well, growing up, really was like Tupac and Biggie, you know, everybody knew that, everybody has that on their background, but, I actually started working, at a dealership a while back, and, I met one of my close friends now, he's a close friend now, but, he showed me a couple CDs of, Immortal Technique. I don't know if you ever heard of him or not.
I certainly have, yeah, he's put out some great truth tunes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, he gave me a couple of his CDs. He told me, yeah, just listen to this and, you know, tell me what you think. And that really opened up my mind to 9/11. I heard some of the tracks. I started researching some of the stuff that he was saying. Then it got onto the whole Alex Jones. I think I've actually seen you on Alex Jones before, some of your commentary and stuff on there. But, I got onto Alex Jones, and I started ordering his videos, and then I watched a couple of videos from, the Jersey Girls. I'm sure you're familiar with them, too, and, Paul Thompson, The Timeline of Terror. I picked up that book, just started doing research, and, those are really my main influences for music, and also for, the background of researching of what I'm trying to produce now.
Well, that's excellent. So are you saying that you actually got into the truth movement through the music?
Yeah, through the music, yeah. Yeah, I heard it from Immortal Technique first. He then, you know, back in, I think it was like 2004 that he came out with, Revolutionary Volume 2. And I just started listening to his, I was obsessed with it. You know, I was just hearing it over and over, and I started researching some of the stuff he was saying. Then from that, it really changed my whole aspect of really what I want to do with music. You know, before that, we were working on albums and everything like that, but it was just typical stuff that, you know, typical stuff I hate now, actually, to tell you the truth, you know, just nonsense stuff you hear on the radio. And I just really wanted more substance to my music, so that's really what pushed me in that direction.
Right. Well, it's sorry. It's so exciting to hear you say that, because that's really the point of the upcoming episode of my podcast, is basically that, yeah, truth music is an excellent way of introducing people to these ideas and spreading them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's really exciting to hear that.
Yeah. Even like I heard that outtake from you, and I thought I could really use that, because it took me a while to actually write the track False Flag 9/11. It took me probably about 3 or 4 months to write it. You know, I had to definitely do all my research. I know you've heard the track quite a bit of times already, but just putting everything together, you know, and trying to fit it all into a song, because everything, you know, how much is involved in that, and just fitting it all into, you know, 5-6 minutes. It was definitely challenging, but I think I pulled it off pretty good.
Absolutely. Well, it's obviously an honor to have my work included in something like that. So once again, I'd like to thank you for doing that. And
thanks for letting me put your stuff onto it.
Well, I'm sure when my listeners get to hear it, they will also think it's a pretty good track. So I'm definitely honored to be involved. And I hear what you're saying about trying to condense everything down to 5 or 6 minutes. It's extremely difficult. Just like the video itself, the False Flags Don't Fly video. It was really difficult to get that down to 7 or 8 minutes, but I hope
I managed. Yeah, there's so much information out there, you know, and you try to get it all in. What's important? What's really gonna stick out to people and make them want to look into it, you know? And
that's exactly
fun,
right. So tell us a little bit more about some of the other tracks that you're working on.
I have another one I sent you also. Actually, I think I named it "Let It Ring." I sent that one to you also. And just going more political with it, you know, trying to talk about more about the politics, what's really going on, you know, what here in the United States, and, you know, what laws we've got coming, and the Illuminati, you know, all that stuff. You know, I have a new track right now. I have that one. On top of that, I have another one that I'm working on right now. I recently saw a movie, I don't know if you've seen it, that Food Incorporated.
I've heard a lot about it, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I saw that, and I was like, wow, it kind of blew my mind, you know, just to think it's really about the food industry and the corporate side of that, and how that, and food, everybody's got to eat, you know what I mean? So just where all this food is coming from and what they're actually doing to us, you know, and it really opened my eyes to that. So I have a track that I'm working on that right now. On just trying to put that together for what we're actually eating, because, you know, it's all connected. I believe everything's interconnected, and it's such a big thing that we're trying to open people's minds up to. You know, it's from the food to the laws to, you know, martial law to you name it. You know, you can keep going, and it's definitely some scary times that we're living in these days.
It certainly is, but hopefully we can turn it around through the efforts of people like yourself who are including this message and waking others up in a way that that, you know, that people aren't necessarily expecting to hear this type of information, and I think that is so refreshing. So you've been doing this with your brother and now by yourself for the last 10 years or so?
Yeah, because he's really going another route to it, you know what I mean? Like, I've got him more interested in it now too, but I'm really trying to take it to the other level and just strictly stick to what really matters to me.
Right.
I mean, I really don't care about the stuff on the radio, and, you know, something with content and stuff is definitely more valuable to me. So.
Well, I certainly can understand that. So how long have you been doing this sort of truth music?
About 4 years now. About 4 years now. You know, I have a few other tracks out there also, which I'm going to post on my, I have a website coming up here soon, and it should be out July 15th. I'm working on it right now, you know, but I'm going to have all these tracks. You can download them for free, you know. I just really want to get the message out. It ain't really about money or anything like that, which a lot of people are obsessed with, but really just getting the message out and open people's minds up, because that's really the only way we're going to make anything change.
Yeah, right. So what kind of reception have you had for your work so far?
I've had pretty good reception, you know. It's kind of a strange situation, because first time people hear the tracks, you know, they think it sounds good, you know what I mean, and and they hear about some of the content on it, and some people, just like me, when I first opened up and started waking up, you know, I was real resentful to the idea, you know, about the whole 9/11 and that our government can actually play a part in actually doing something like this, you know. I was resentful to it. I was angry. I just went through the whole roll of emotions, you know. And so I understand when some people listen to this, they're not going to agree with everything, you know, or they may just blow it off. But if I could get them just thinking about it, even having them sit down and thinking, well, yeah, you know, he says this on this track, maybe I could look it up, you know, and maybe open up their minds like that, you know, because I think really just really like planting a seed and having them research themselves is a strong point.
Absolutely, and I think exactly that's the power of music in so many ways, but certainly for this, if you can get people bobbing their head and singing along to lyrics, even if they don't necessarily know what they mean, it's half the way there, right?
Exactly.
Right, so what about other truth musicians? Have you worked with anyone, or is there anyone out there that's really influenced you other than Immortal Technique?
Out here in Denver, there's not really too many people doing truth music, you know. It's pretty limited to who I can actually work with, you know, because everybody's pretty much everybody's in zombie status. You know, you see that where people just go on their daily lives, they're just worried about, you know, living check to check and not really caring about really what's going on, you know, and not spending the time. I even see that with my own family sometimes, you know, and I listen to them, I show them some of the stuff I'm doing, and they kind of just blow you off and think you're a conspiracy nut or anything like that, you know what I mean? But like anybody knows, when you really look into it, you realize that, you know, it's not a conspiracy at all. It's not a conspiracy, it is the truth.
Well, that's exactly right. If I'm remembering correctly, the Flowbots are from Denver, aren't they?
Flowbots. Actually, I think they are.
They're not exactly truth music, but they had a album, what, last year, 2 years ago, that had some pretty good tracks on it, I think.
Oh, really? I could do that.
All right. So tell us about the album that you're working on, and when do you think it'll be out?
I wanted to have it out in October. I was shooting for October 31st, you know what I mean? I may have to push that back a little bit more because I'm trying to reorganize it. I'm trying to just... At first, I have a bunch of other tracks that I did also, which weren't related to truth music, but I want to have this next album strictly dedicated to that, you know, and so I may have to push that back probably a couple more months. I'm thinking like the end of November, you know, that's really when I want to have it out.
Right, and you think that, so right now you don't have a website or a MySpace or anything?
Yeah, I do have a MySpace right now. You can look it up. You can look it up, Legion. The easiest way to look it up, I was on there last night, and it seems like they're having issues with their MySpace right now. But if you search the track out, False Flag 9/11, you can actually find the track like that and locate me a lot easier that way.
All right, excellent.
You know, but I do have a MySpace right now on that.
Right, and you're working on a website?
Yeah, website should be done. I'm thinking September 15th. I want to have it all polished off, you know, so... So definitely Google that, and I'm going to have a lot of tracks on there to download for free. Like I said, it's just about the message, it's not about money.
Excellent. Well, certainly once you get that up, send the link along, and I'll pass that along to the listeners.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And I'll send you that CD and everything as soon as I get it all finished off, too.
Excellent. Well, I'm looking forward to that. All right. Well, Ricardo Renteria, awesome to have you on the program today, and once again, thank you so much for including one of my videos in your track.
Yeah, I think it fits really good in there too. So I don't know if you noticed, but I added a little effect to the end of that.
I did notice actually, and it really did make it sound a lot better. So thanks. I wasn't using the best microphone to record that. So
it sounded good, but just to get a little haul on there, just since it's just a audio track, you know what I mean? So
but
I definitely like your message that you had on that. I think it's very strong, very strong.
Excellent. Well, my hat's off to you for what you're doing, and I hope people will check you out. Look up False Flag 9/11 on MySpace, and stay tuned for the website in the future. Ricardo Renteria, thank you so much for joining me today on the Corbett Report.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on, James.